John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. Sports Rage late night has begun. I am Morenci, kicking it with the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of it NBA related this evening, as Shams has been killing it. Today online, basically Shams has rolled out the National Basketball Association's plan for their return, their protocols in Orlando. We'll break it down. We'll take a look at it. We'll get you the updated numbers and odds as well for the National Basketball Association. EPL is set to return in less than 24 hours. The countdown is on. The German Bundesliga is a world-class league, but it's a frustrating league to bet on. A lot of people are glad that the EPL is back. Is Major League Baseball coming back? I say that they will come back. It's going to be a crazy shortened season in Major League Baseball, in which suddenly the Dodgers, the Yankees, and other favorites aren't such big favorites anymore. I saw the percentages, guys. I remember when there was the potential of playing an 81 game season. So basically half the season. The Kansas City Royals went from like a 1.9% chance of winning the World Series to like a 14% chance. And an 81 game season, I don't think even they had a 14% chance. All right. But imagine what happens in like suddenly a 50 game season, a 52 game season. Major League Baseball can force the players to play like 50 games. Now, listen, they don't have to play, but then suddenly they're on strike, right? So they can force their hand. I think that's where this is going. There's going to be baseball. We'll break it down, but I'm kind of sick of talking about Major League Baseball. That's why we're going to talk about Korea and Korean baseball, the KBO. Andrew McInnes, Wager Talk, ready to step up and in. He'll lay it down. We'll talk some PGA golf. We've got the RBC Heritage. We've got KBO Overnight Baseball. Ricky Sanders joined us on Game Time Decisions. And Ricky's one of the best in the business, man. This guy won $50,000 the other night playing Korean baseball DFS. All right? So we've already got a couple of Korean baseball picks. We'll see what McInnes has to say. We'll get you caught up to date with all the 411 as far as the association and more. This is Sports Rage Late Night. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's roll. Sports Rage late night. I am Renzi, kicking it, throwing it down. To be with you for the next 120 minutes or so. Little late night anger management class, a full court press. Get you some late night picks as well. And not just picks, because I'm tired of hearing people talk about fictitious leagues and stuff. Talking about college football futures, NFL futures, stuff like that. That's like 200 days away, man. Come on. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the news, but the virus is spiking. Two nuclear powers came to blows, and like, I don't know, it was like 20 or 30 dead soldiers on a mountain in the Himalayas. They didn't even like shoot each other. Like, they beat each other up with like machetes and clubs and stuff. China and India, who had that in the 2020 pool? You got China, India going to war. That cash is at plus 35,000. Who knows, man? Like, who knows? So when we talk about sports, it's nice to talk about a sport that's going off at 5:30 in the morning Eastern time, 2:30 Pacific. And if you're listening to us right now, hey, there's a good chance you're probably going to be up and betting some Korean baseball. We got a ton of NBA updates as far as the layout in Orlando is concerned. Shams Charania is absolutely slaying it on Twitter today. I'm sure I'm sure Woj bosses are asking, where's the Woj bombs, bro? Because Shams is crushing it today with the NBA updates. All right, let's get into some baseball, though, because I know we've got a lot of gamblers tuning in right now, including myself. I've already got a couple of plays in. We'll see if Andrew McKinnis agrees with the selections. Andrew McKinnis steps up and at wagertalk.com. What's going on, McKinnis? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Gabe? Thanks for having me on. It's we're doing pretty good. Busy day today. Did a golf preview show for this weekend, my KBO show with Dave Koken, and then I hit the golf course for a round of 18 holes. So it's been a fun day, but a long day.
What did you have for dinner tonight?
It wasn't anything good, that's for sure. I think I had some Chinese food maybe left over, and I hit a...
You don't remember? You tell us everything else about your day. I ask you how you're doing. You've really been hanging around with Babano too long, man. We ask you how you doing.
Hey,
tell
us. Gabe, you got to give me my 15 seconds here. I'm just trying to be like you, man. Just trying to be like you.
I don't have time to be playing golf. I can tell you that. I don't have time to play golf.
I love it. I walked right into that one, didn't I, Gabe?
Yeah, I'm not telling people what I did today. You guys want to know? I went to a 7-Eleven about two or three times today. I actually did eat Chinese food for dinner. I ran into a couple of fans on the street.
You want any other explanations?
No.
Listen, 1:15 a.m.
We're looking for some winners here, McKinnis. Not what you did today.
All right.
Listen, don't let Babano rub off on you. Like, holy crap, man. It's all right. We're just busting you up a little bit here, but let's get down to business, McKinnis. Get down to business. Picks. KBO.
All
picks.
Right, man. All right. Well, first of all, as always.
Let's get into the card here. Yeah, all right. What do you got? As always,
I appreciate being on with you. We're going to go with the KT Wiz and the SK Wyverns game here. It's pretty widely known that the KT Wiz have the worst bullpen in the league, and now they're throwing out a guy that's actually only plate so far a game as a relief pitcher, and that didn't go too well for him. He's got a 4.5 ERA. This team, they don't really have any good starters, but this guy's definitely not going to do the trick for him. And then we have Kim Tae-hoon for the SK Wyverns, 4.91 ERA with him, and he struggles to get strikeouts. He does not really control the count whatsoever, and we saw a 6-5 game yesterday between these two teams, and I think it's only going to get worse as we get into the bullpens here. We saw the number climb from 10.5 to 11, but I think it's gonna just go way over the total. We've seen some crazy scores in this league, Gabe. It settled down a little bit, but I think this is going to be one of those ones that brings us right back to what we saw at the start of the season, where it just flies over the total. So my first look here on the card is KT and SK over the posted total of 11.
All right, I like it. We played it earlier. We gave this pick on Game Time Decisions as well with Ricky Sanders, DailyRoto.com. He won $50,000 playing KBO DFS the other night. This guy's a KBO encyclopedia. He likes the over in this baseball game as well. We already pulled the trigger on it. We got it at 10.5. That's why you got to tune in to Game Time Decisions. You get the better number earlier in the day. So we got 10.5, the over in that game. Another game that we played, and shout out to the crew in the chat as well. Who was it that's saying that, the heroes can get bent. Yeah, Kiwoom can get bent. Yeah, you're right, Muhammad. They screwed our parlay up last night. Thanks for nothing. And it turned out, I guess their catcher is out. And so something, we'll get to this game in a second, actually, the heroes game. Their catcher is out. And the dude that's a catcher, he couldn't throw like Rosie O'Donnell out if she tried to steal second base. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Oprah just stole home on this dude. Like,
that was horrible to watch.
Everyone's just running. So we can expect people to run. So watch out for these guys tonight. Kiwoom, another shaky favorite tonight in the KBO. But we'll get to that in a second. What other games are you looking at, McInnes?
I like the under in the Doosan Bears and Samsung Lions game. We saw it go under yesterday on the Tuesday, and we're going to keep riding it. Samsung right now, when they're successful, they go under. And Doosan, they have one of the biggest splits in the league, Gabe. I can't tell you why. People are saying that their home park is a little bit more of an under park, but it's just unbelievable. They're ninth in runs scored at home, eighth in hitting at home. And on a huge under run. However, on the road, they put up crazy numbers. I can't tell you why. I can just give the information. And Samsung is also a big under team. We have Flexen on the mound for the Doosan Bears. He's coming off. He's making his first start in a little while. But when he has pitched and when he has been on the mound, he's been consistent. And, you know, handicapping, especially a new league like this, to me, that's the word I'm going to look for a lot of my spots to bet on is consistency. This is a guy, you know, he's just able to go through, you know, 1, 2, 3 real quick, you know, get strike batters out. And I think that he's a guy you can count on. And we got Kim Dae-woo on the side, Samsung Lions. He's a guy you can also count on. 1.35 whip, a guy that's, you know, not really messing around up there. So this is a guy we're seeing a 9.5 total. And I like it. I mean, it's a -110 number here, and I think it's very quality. So two totals I've given out here, but those are ones I really like. And it's just unbelievable. If you see Doosan on the road, they can just put up numbers. It's just crazy. Go home, they can't do anything. You know, we see last night, 3 runs. So I like a lot.
You know what? I'm going to do a nice breakdown here, McInnes. So the games, this is at 5:30 a.m. Eastern 30 Pacific. So the KT Wiz K. Wyverns, it's a baseball game in which everybody's expecting runs. So we're pulling the trigger on the over. In this game, the LG Twins, we the half in this game for the LG Twins to win by 1.5. We're going to play under in this game. Make this under in the LG Twins and the Eagles game, but I got the Twins winning by 1.5 there. Let's get into this Kiwoom game a little bit. Kiwoom, they were the public parlay busters last night. They lost 7-5 fast favorites, like -100 or something like that. They're huge favorites. They're still favorites tonight. They're not quite as big, but they're still pretty chunky here. At -194, the Lotte Giants, little sprinkle is an underdog for me tonight, McInnes. I don't know how you feel about that game, but I'm going to take a shot with the Giants tonight at +158.
Can't argue it. But I'm happy you brought up the error from the catcher there, because that was just rough to see. I mean, a couple of those runs that the Giants got though in the game was definitely not one we can really be too excited about. Putting up seven runs, they maybe should have gotten five, Gabe. I can get the plus value if they're riding hot, but a pretty good streak. I believe it's eight of their last nine they've won. But I would still look for Keywood to bounce back. As far as that Hanwha game, Bell is supposed to be Hanwha's best pitcher. He's 0-2 with an 8.8 ERA. I don't mind that.
Hang in there, McKinnis. Hang in there, McKinnis. We'll get your thoughts on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Continues. We're kicking it with McKinnis, a.k.a. Ian Cameron, Babano. You know what? Babano is, like, scheduled to join us on Wednesday night. I don't even know if I want to have Babano now on. We do, you know, we already have him on tonight with McKinnis. We're going to get to McKinnis's golf picks in a second here. I really appreciate everybody joining us in the late night hours. People really seem to enjoy the late night craziness. Our boy Yang getting it done. And last week our pitching staff took a real beating. All right, our team ERA was like, you know, it skyrocketed. You know, the wheels fell off. The wheels fell off. And of course, I'm the official scorekeeper and manager. But Yang in master control, Midtown Manhattan, doing a great job. But as I just stated in the chat, Yang, you're like basically like you're like a stud closer. But, like, even good closers going to get rocked sometimes. And, like, you got rocked pretty hard a couple of games, you know, a couple of three-run shots. We lost the game type of stuff. The crowd's booing. But now you're back, and it's like the ball is getting hit hard, but it's like double play. Ooh, caught at the warning track. And you've strung together a couple of saves in a row right now, Yang. So, like, we're on a little bit of a roll. Here. So we got McKinnis kicking it here with us right now. And just for future references, McKinnis, when the music starts playing, it means either talk fast or stop talking. Andrew McKinnis with us. All right, McKinnis.
Come on, man.
Okay, Babano.
Yeah. Well, come on, man.
Yeah, we bring our A game here in the late night hours. We don't play around. Yeah, we don't. We're not playing around. All right. So listen. Let's quickly recap your Korean picks and let's get into your PGA picks. So what do you got in the Korean League? Recap the Korean picks. We'll get into the golf.
All right. Recap. KT with SK over the current number of 11. I like NC Dinos to get the job done on the run line -135. That's the number you can get. And I'm looking at the Doosan Bears and Samsung Lions under the total of 9.5. And I think tonight's square parlay would probably be the Doosan Bears matched up with the LG Twins or possibly Bears, Dinos, Giant Twins. Because, look, yesterday, you can't – the thing is we can say is that the Giants were a quote-for-quote hot team coming into the game today. So we can look at the errors, right? There were some bad errors, and you alluded to it, and I'm happy you touched on it. But the Giants were a pretty good, you know, they're running hot. So, you know, we can't really get too mad about that loss, to be honest with you. But I like Doosan. I like the Twins again to beat the Eagles until Bell can prove me something. Look, Bell's supposed to be one of their best guys, Gabe. He's on the mound for the Eagles. He's 0-2 with an 8 ERA. This guy's been horrible. You know, he goes to Korea to, you know, hopefully do them some justice, and he's been absolutely horrible for them. And he's supposed to be one of their number ones or number twos. So he hasn't been too good. I don't hear any music, so I think I'm still good, but I'll throw it back to you. I heard a question asked to me, and then 2 seconds later, I heard 10 seconds. So I was like, do I just stop talking or what do I do here?
Yeah. I know. The music comes up fast. I get it. It's all good. As you mentioned, the public parlay tonight and our boy, the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, who's been red hot as of late, he's actually playing that parlay. He's playing the LG Twins and the Doosan Bears. LG Twins to win the game and the Bears to win the game. And you get that at plus money. Small plus money, but a plus money parlay right there. I'm playing this stuff. I'm coming all in here. So we're playing, as we talked about, we're going over the number in the KT Wiz and the Wyverns game. We got it earlier at 10.5. It's gone up. FanDuel's got it at 10.5 right now, actually. So Wyverns and KT Wiz over 10.5. LG Twins and the Eagles under 9.5. We're going to lay the 1.5 with the LG Twins. We're going to sprinkle on the Lotte Giants plus 158. And why not? Let's play all the games. NC Dinos to win minus 190. And that parlay get in on it. It's like plus 109. Sean Bears and the LG Twins. And I think the LG Twin game is going to go under the number two. Should be lower scoring a game. All right. So any Cox McKinnis on the KBO before we move on to the golf?
I just wanted to mention that I mentioned this, Gabe. NC Dino limit off a game where obviously didn't produce much. They scored just 4 runs. And on the season so far, every single time besides where they score 4 or less, they come back and they scored at least 8 runs.
Ooh. So you're saying take a look at the over in that game, too. They always bounce back. I remember you talked about this the last time we were on and responded. They ended up rolling. And I think they scored like 7 runs that night, actually. So I think that, the Dinos have just been the biggest moneymakers for people in this league. So something to look at there, guys. If you want to lay the 1.5 with the Dinos, you could do that. You can lay the juice with the Dinos. It's up to you. The NC Dinos, all these games are at 5:30 a.m. We'll recap our picks before we're done here this evening. All right, so RBC Heritage from South Carolina, Rory McIlroy 12-1. DeChambeau, who we gave you guys to be top 10. At last week's tournament, plus 280, that cash. But I was overshadowed by Cam's, wicked win of Daniel Berger at 70-1. Justin Thomas is 17-1. John Rahm is 19-1. Xander Schauffele is 21-1. Morikawa is 27-1. Who are you looking at in the PGA in the RBC Heritage, McInnes?
Hats off to Cam for that pick. I think DeChambeau just keeps it rolling. I think you can get a great number on him to finish top 10 plus 170. Good value on him there. Good value on him to win the entire tournament. As far as matchups, if we can do those as well, Gabe, I like Berger versus Kuchar. Speaking to a lot of people in the golf betting world, it's not always a great idea to go after a guy that just won a tournament, but I think it's different in this scenario. We got Berger. I think he'll just keep things going. And, he looked outstanding and he looked consistent throughout the entire tournament. But going up against a guy, Kuchar, now, and this guy, he came second in last year's tournament, the RBC Heritage Open. But, he hasn't looked great over the past 5 to 6 months. Didn't even make the cut in this past weekend's tournament. So looking at recent form and a guy performing a lot better, I like Berger to take on Kuchar and get the job done. I also like Sungjae Im over Webb Simpson. I think Sungjae Im is going to have a good performance here. He's a guy where this course is very similar to last weekend, but it's even more tight. Tight fairways, the approach has to be there, the strategy has to be there, and putting is going to be more crucial than ever on this one. M ranks top 15 in his field, and birdies are better, par fours gained, and putting and quality drives. It just seems to me that with the odds we can get now with him over Webb Simpson are pretty good. And it's also important to mention this guy is, you know, easily, you know, smooth sailing to top 10 at the Colonial. Now three straight top 10s for him. So he's a guy I like Kisner over Fitzpatrick. And I'm not going to be that guy to just give you too many picks, but those are my matchup picks for the weekend so far. And, you know, when I've been getting into the golf betting, dude, I'm not really all over these top guys. I think this one, we'll see John Rahm really step things up. I think he'll have a much better tournament. But I'm more of a matchups guy than trying to find the lottery ticket of the future. And Cam did it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Webb Simpson was a guy that a lot of people were high on last week. He was one of the trendiest picks of the week last week. And, you know, he was 25-1. Now he's 30-1, and nobody's talking about him. I wouldn't discount Webb Simpson. I'd be careful. I got a feeling Webb's going to play well this week. DeChambeau has just been a money machine. I don't know if he's going to win at plus 1,400, but the T10 prop, he's now, you know what, like if you want to break it down from a trend perspective, guys, for DeChambeau, you figure, wow, he just played so well. Is he really going to play well again? So the last six golf tournaments that this guy has been in, he's been in a top 10 in five of the six of them, McInnes. Now he's plus 175 to be top 10 this week. So you're not getting the plus 280 that we were getting last week at the Colonial that he easily cashed, finished, what, fourth place? So now you're getting, you know, you're getting plus 175, but he's the second favorite to win this tournament. And he's just crushing the ball, man. The guy put on like 20, 25 pounds of sheer muscle. He's just out driving everybody right now. And he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. So I'm gonna be looking at him once again. Top 10, plus 175. Why not? You know, we hit it last week at plus 280. No reason not to go back to hit it right now at plus 175 for DeChambeau to be top 10. And you're right. Like, I have a hard time picking winners. I don't think I picked a winner in a golf tournament since, like, Jordan Spieth won the Masters in, like, 2015 or 16 or so, like, a long time ago. I was on Spieth. I picked Nick Faldo to win the Masters once in, like, 1996. like, the wins are few and far between. Actually, I'm all kidding aside. I was crushing it in golf DFS last year, actually. I'm pretty good, though, at the top fives and the top tens. And like you said, if you find your niche, McInnes, with the matchups, it's a good way to go. But these top fives and top tens, especially the top tens, you get plus money with these players coming back. Sometimes a pretty good value. But check out Andrew McInnes on Twitter, wagertalk.com. Where can people find you on Twitter, McInnes?
On Twitter, at McInnes Picks, McInnes Picks. And happy to discuss sports with anybody that messages me.
Always a pleasure, bro. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us in the late night hours. Thanks for the Korean picks.
Thanks a lot, Gabe. Take care.
Andrew McInnes kicking it with his wagertalk.com. Don't forget the EPL kicks off as well. Sports Rage late night. Just get started. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night continues. I'm Renzi kicking it at your age. Shout out to all of our late night Rageolics at Real Affiliate out there. Shout out everybody joining in our chat as well over at the Sports Grid Radio YouTube page. We're on a lot of forums. We're on a lot of mediums, and you know we're on quite a bit. So we're doing game time decisions. We're doing Sports Late Night. Sports Rage Late Night goes live. It plays overnight as well. So we're on one leap. Actually, that's not true because we barely ever sleep. All right, so let's get into NBA news right now. As we mentioned, Sham Carney has been absolutely killing it all day long. With information as far as the National Basketball Association and the bubble that they will be playing in. All right, so the NBA, hotel amenities, players only lounge, NBA 2K, televisions, gaming, pool, trails, barbers, manicurists, pedicurists, because of course, pro athletes, you know, you got to get your toenails done, and manicures, but man, some of these athletes, man, you know, like really, at least NBA players aren't walking around. Remember a couple of years ago, it was in style. They're all wearing like they were like pretending like they were like smart. They had like the glasses on, but they weren't prescription glasses. They were like they were like empty like frames. It's like, dude, you guys know how stupid you look? Like when did the Urkel thing become cool? And I like Urkel, but when did the Urkel look become cool? That's why you're rich, so you don't have to look stupid. Hotel amenities. All right, players only lounge. Yeah, well, no kidding. They're in quarantine, in isolation. It should be players only lounge. NBA 2K, TVs, gaming, pool, trails, so that they can go for a walk. Barber, all right, I can understand a barber. Manicures and pedicures. 24-hour VIP concierge, all right. So you get basically 24-hour room service. Daily entertainment, i.e. hookers and strippers. When they say daily entertainment, they mean movie screenings, DJ sets, video games, ping pong, pool, lawn games. Players will be allowed to attend other NBA games. That's actually pretty cool. It had sort of an NCAA tournament feel to it with the team sort of sitting in the stands watching the other games. I like how they said daily entertainment. They're not really going to tell you, we brought in a bunch of strippers from Club Sapphire and Treasure Island. No, they're not going to go down that road probably. So they're actually serious about the seeds and stuff like that for getting the better hotel. NBA teams, Disney hotels, based on seating. The Grand Destino, the Bucks, the Lakers, the Raptors, the Clippers, the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Jazz, and the Heat get the Grand Destino. The Grand Floridian, the Thunder, the 76ers, the Rockets, the Pacers, the Mavericks, the Nets, then the Grizzlies. The Yacht Club, the Blazers, the Kings, the Pelicans, the Spurs, the Suns, and the Wizards. Let's be real. Like, they should be forced to, like, sleep in the parking lot. like, why are the Phoenix Suns here? Like, am I missing something, like, with the NBA standings? Are the Phoenix Suns really within six games of anything? Like, the only thing the Phoenix Suns should be six games away from is, like, relegation and folding. Like, the Phoenix Suns, you're wasting everybody's time, man. All right? Like, the Phoenix Suns competing in this tournament is like me trying to compete for the UFC, like, middleweight championship. It might be entertaining to watch me get knocked the F out, but I'm wasting everybody's time. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you even coming, Phoenix? Like, why are they even invited? You know, Washington got the sympathy vote. This is all so we can get the Pelicans into playoffs, which they're going to get the Pelicans into playoffs. The Pelicans are going to make the playoffs. Like, honestly, the Phoenix Suns and the Wizards, it's be like, listen, you guys just find a couple of pool chairs out here like I did when I lived in Hollywood. When I was young, I was in a metal band in Hollywood and stuff. I didn't have a place. I used to just crash at like pool parties and stuff like that. I'd like wake up after a late night bender just on like, you know, one of those like pool deck chairs. You basically tell the Wizards, sort of like, you know what? Like everyone has like their buddies that are staying over, like, you know, it's a party. And it's like, listen, man, my girlfriend is in this bedroom with me. That room is reserved. This room is there. You guys find a spot, man, on a carpet somewhere or something. You know what I mean? Everyone's been there. I've slept on the carpet. Everyone's been there. That's what you tell the Wizards and the Suns. Like, listen, there are no rooms. Yeah, but we're in the tournament. Listen, there's no rooms, okay? If you want to play, there's no rooms. Figure it out. Sleep in your bus, okay? Sleep in your bus because you're lucky you're even allowed to be in here. The Suns and the Wizards. Actually, you know, the Wizards I can sort of buy into. I can sort of buy into Bradley Beal. Like, what the hell are the Phoenix Suns going to do besides smoke weed and play video games there? Like, basically, it's like the It's like it's essentially like the soup Nazi. It's like the soup Nazi. You're wasting everybody's time. You think you're going to get soup? You're wasting everybody's time. Phoenix Suns. Yeah, you guys are lucky you even have a room. Yeah, there's millions of homeless people in America right now, and the Phoenix Suns get a room? That's not fair. If anything, like, the Phoenix Suns should be homeless. You guys are lucky. Yeah, Phoenix Suns getting invited this tournament. Why don't you just invite me? Yeah, you know, I'll get my crew back together that we played in the NBA Hoop It Up tournament. We'll get my crew together. We played NBA. I used to play in the NBA Hoop It Up, you know, like the 3-on-3 NBA tournament. NBA sponsored. It's a true story. True story. Listen, I played like 3 years in a row in this thing, and every year that I played in it, things got like very hostile and like over the top crazy. The first time I played in it, we got lit up pretty good. We got lit up pretty good. And, you know, it was an experience. You know, we play against these dudes. They're like, sort of goofy looking tall white guys and stuff. And they're like, oh yeah, we haven't played together in a little while. They take off their jackets and stuff. They have matching uniforms. Like, we've got like ragtag Raptor jerseys and Knick jerseys on and stuff. Like, these guys have like, you know, they're all organized. Suddenly, like, they're picking and rolling, and they're boxing us out. We're like, boxing us out? We play street ball. I'm not used to getting boxed out. It's like playing the Utah Jazz. All right. It was like, that was our first game in the NBA Hoop It Up. We played these three white dudes, and it was me, my buddy, who was a white dude, and this brother that we called Spider-Man, because he played like Spider-Man, but we weren't really buddies with him. We played in the same playground all the time. So we entered together. We got lit up by these dudes. Fundamental, like, white guy basketball murdered us. All right. Like, like, if you guys remember, the NBA Hoop It Up was up to 16. Like, we lost like 16-3 type thing. like I remember like taking a shot and buddy like swatting the ball in my face type thing. Like, it was bad. It was like 16-4. It, like, we started fighting right away, me and our team. Like, we started melting down and blaming each other and stuff right away. And then after. So we're there, and like, it's like a round robin, right? So we're there, and these guys are playing these other dudes, and it's like one guy played at like Florida Atlantic or something. Another, it was like a college dude. They called him 260. He weighed 260 pounds. He's like 6'4", 260. And we're like, why are we in this group? Just because we're tall, we got to play against these good teams? And we watched these dudes, these brothers, destroyed the white guys that destroyed us, all right? So we lost like 16-4. Then these guys destroyed the white guys like 16-5 or something like that. And then we were up next. It was like, oh, man, this is going to get bad. But we did what anybody else would do in that circumstance. I played the dirtiest basketball I ever played in my life. And we lost like 16-8 or 16-9. And buddy was laughing at me and stuff like that, the big dude. He's all like, man, you guys suck. And I said, yeah, we'll see who sucks on Sunday in the final. And he started laughing. He goes, you guys think you're going to get to the final? And made it to the final. The white guys got out. We beat these others. That's how we managed to be back in the final. Made these guys. It was only like 6-12. Then the next year we played. That's when it got real ugly, though. I slapped this dude in the face, like, for losing. But I really slapped him pretty good. And he told me, I'm going to get you. And, he punched me right in the nose. Like, bang. Clean. I had like blood. He broke my nose. So my nose is like broken. And there's like blood gushing out everywhere. Instead of like worried and scared, I'd freak out. So I sort of like gargled the blood. I spit it down at his feet and I saw. And he got all freaked out. And things got so out of hand. This trick got so out of hand. At all these NBA Hoop It Up tournaments, all right? At all these Hoop It Up tournaments, they have like an honorary NBA player and stuff. They have like an honorary NBA, like, the, you know, it was Keith Van Horn. All right. Keith Van Horn comes over and stops our game. And he's like, listen, you guys got to chill out, man. And he's like, we can hear you from over here. There's kids here. you guys are bleeding. You're on a verge of a brawl. He goes, you're going against everything the spirit of this is. We're like, yeah, sorry, Keith, sorry. So like a couple of minutes later, you can't make this up. Couple of minutes later, listen, so year two, point blank, we hired like this ringer from Baltimore. All right. The guy was like a street dealer, but we hired him as a ringer to come with us. He was really good, but he got really pissed fast. And he booted the basketball like a football. Like he punted the ball like high in the air once, like after a bad call. And the ball like bounced through everybody else's court and everything like that. So Van Horn comes over and he goes, all right, I'm warning you guys, you're going to be ejected from the tournament. And without missing a beat, one of my buddies that's there, who's not even playing, he's standing there and he says to Keith Van Horn, he goes, you know, you were really good with the Utah Utes, but you're a big bust in the NBA. And everyone starts laughing and stuff like at Keith Van Horn. And it didn't go over well. So long story short, I played in the NBA Hoop It Up 3 times. I got my nose broken once. I got somebody threatened to kill me. I was actually warned by somebody. They said, you know what? If I ever see you on the street ever, I'm going to kill you. And they said, just for the record, I can't kill you because we're here in front of thousands of people. It was a guy that I tripped and like face first on in the concrete pavement. He told me, I swear, you can't make this up. It was the 260 guy. Dude, man, like there were free throws in this thing. I would mouth off during the free throws. I was like, man, you suck. You're fat. I was like, nice shot, fat boy. Like I was mouthing off like crazy to the dude. And he told me, he goes, yo, bro. He goes, I don't know what hood you're from, but he goes, if I ever see you, lo and behold, guys, like a month later, man, I'm bouncing a basketball. I walk into a playground. I'm in a good mood. I look up and he sees me and he goes, yo, son of a bitch. He looks over. And I was like, yo, man, I was like, that NBA stuff gets kind of competitive, man. It's all good, bro. It's all good, man. And he's like, he goes, yeah, you ain't welcome in this part. He didn't do anything because you ain't welcome here. It was funny, too, because I saw another guy, actually. It's like 20 years later, and they still remember me on the street the other day. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Portrays late night continues. That's why White Man Can't Jump is one of my favorite movies of all time. I've actually lived that. I've lived the basketball life. I've lived the degenerate gambler life. But what happened is, number one, I'm old right now. I can still shoot. But I'm old. Like, I could play on a hardwood gym with a bunch of old dudes and stuff like that. But I could play with younger kids. But the problem is, it brought the worst out in me. Like basically, I'm not exaggerating. Like I had my nose broken once. Somebody punched me in the face. I broke my nose. I injured people a couple of times. I got into a full-fledged brawl with a bunch of juvenile. There was like a juvenile prison that was on like a day pass. Like they were out like for a, like a field trip to get air and play basketball. And we ended up playing against them. And we got into a big brawl with a bunch of like delinquent teenagers and stuff like that. That happened once. Another time it was just me and our buddies. It wasn't even strangers, but my buddy broke my other buddy's arm playing basketball. We were playing for like $200 and he broke each other's arm. And then we went to the hospital, and they got in a fight in the hospital and stuff. And we had to stop play. I had to stop play. Look, the last time I played something competitively, I played in a roller hockey charity tournament with, like, the Jewish Benevolent Association. I ended up tripping a 14-year-old kid face first into the boards because he took the ball from me a couple of times. You know, I'm like Mo Sizlak. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to put a fork in your eye if I could, but... I can admit it though. Sports bring out the worst in me. All right? Sports bring out the worst in me. Next, if I'm playing basketball, next thing you know, I'm going to be like, it's going to get out of control. It gets out of control. That's why I can't even play video games anymore. You know how many, like, video game controllers we used to go through? Like, fist fights? Like, dude, me and my buddies got into a brawl. We were playing Monopoly for real money once.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.